the James Webb Space Telescope. In its about 3 years of orbit around the Earth, it has uncovered some of the most mysterious and interesting mysteries about our universe, and it's gotten so many different images and pictures that are just magnificent to look at. And it is uncovering so many different scientific discoveries and new facts about the universe we didn't know before every single day. It's an astronomer's dream. Now, what exactly is the James Webb Telescope, and how did it get all these different pictures of distant galaxies? My favorite, personal favorite, being the Question Mark Galaxy. But how did it get all of these pictures, and how does the telescope even work? And why is it important to study all these distant galaxies and stars and exoplanets using the James Webb Telescope? And what is it uncovering for scientists? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of the James Webb Telescope and uncover how it works, why it's so important, and all of the groundbreaking discoveries that are being made using that telescope. Alright, first, let's see how this telescope even works. This amazing marvel of engineering. So how does NASA's James Webb Telescope even work? Well, we have to start off with what type of telescope James Webb actually is. James Webb is an infrared telescope, means I use infrared light to study the universe. An infrared light is a specific wavelength of light, and this is very important because it's abundant in the universe and all these different galaxies, and that's what James Webb uses to image all these galaxies and that we're able to see them. It doesn't just use visible light or other forms of radiation like Hubble Space Telescope, which is what James Webb is sort of replacing. Hubble is an older space telescope that was launched earlier in the 1900s, and Hubble uses optical or visual light or visible light that we can actually see. But what James Webb is able to do is able to harness this infrared light using its giant mirrors and all of its sensors. There are cameras on the entire telescope, and these two cameras, they specifically help detect all of this infrared light. As light from galaxies and distant stars are detected, it reflects off of the giant mirrors that are on James Webb. And it reflects into the primary mirror, the secondary mirror, and then it goes straight into the instruments that are able to process and take pictures of and eventually give you the output that James Webb is giving. And all these pictures that we see in all these releases, these are all imaged by James Webb through all of this infrared radiation and infrared light that it's able to detect over these millions of light years. And it's able to magnify so much because of all the light that's able to take in. And we're able to see things further than we ever had before. And we're able to see galaxies into the universe that even bend the fabric of space-time because they're so far away. And we're able to see all that thanks to James Webb's amazing power and all of the technology that's packed into that telescope. It's truly an engineering marvel. It's a giant telescope as well. And this tennis court sized row of mirrors. And it's a really, really big telescope. But it's able to see very, very far into the universe as well, thanks to all the technology and this marvel of engineering that the scientists and researchers at NASA and the European Space Agency, they've all put together. It is so amazing to see all of that. But there's also a bunch of discoveries that have been going on in James Webb, even though it's only been about 3 years since they launched it. They launched it in December of 2021. And even though it's been about 3 years since they've launched it, there's still so many different discoveries that have been made and so many new galaxies and even galaxies that we were able to see better thanks to James Webb. Some galaxies were imaged by Hubble before, some galaxies or nebula or other things were imaged by Hubble before, but they weren't in as great of detail. And you can actually see that in some of the comparison pictures that you have. You can see Hubble's pictures on one side and Webb's images on the other side. And you can see the difference in quality and the amount of detail that you were able to see. It's truly evident because James Webb has so much better technology and is an infrared telescope. This means it can see more wavelengths of light. And that enables scientists and researchers to figure out more things about the solar system, not just the solar system, they're imaging things from the solar system, but they're able to find things like other solar systems and other exoplanets and other galaxies and stars or distant millions or billions of light years away. This all aids into that one question that we're all trying to answer: how the universe come about and how is it expanding today? And James Webb takes a big leap in that, and it's able to take that big leap into the universe, and we're able to see further out in the universe than we ever have before. That's all thanks to the amazing work of the James Webb Telescope and the amazing work of the James Webb team. And they're still monitoring and working on this telescope. And there's so much left to discover because the universe and space is just endless. There's endless possibilities. And James Webb, using all of its technology, all of its infrared light, all of its mirrors, and even all of its new and emerging technology that's being used in this marvel of engineering, that all helps us discover more things in the universe and get more of these breathtaking galactic images that are being released almost every month by the James Webb team. And it's just so mind-blowing to see how big the universe truly is. Our Earth is just a tiny little thing in this giant home we call the universe. And James Webb is just an image of humans trying to figure out where they are in space. It's truly an amazing concept. All right, let's review what we learned in this episode about James Webb. All right, what did we learn in this episode? This episode, we learned that James Webb Space Telescope is an infrared telescope that's able to use infrared light in order to image distant galaxies, stars, and planets, and study distant solar systems. James Webb uses giant mirrors in order to reflect the infrared light into the sensors, and they use infrared cameras and other technology in order to capture all of this and to release all these mind-boggling images to the world. And all of these images are just playing a role into discovering more things in our universe, our ever-expanding universe. And it's really important to study all of this because the universe is so vast and it's expanding, and we still don't know for sure how the universe even got here in the first place and how it's still expanding. And seeing the more distances and billions of light years away, it's getting us steps closer to uncovering all the hidden mysteries of the universe. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Akshay Jayaraman. Our theme song and additional music are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout out? Or grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form and send me your amazing science questions. You can also tag us on Instagram at spectacularscipod and ask your questions there. Again, that's at spectacularscipod. Thank you so much. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast where you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. So subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so, so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science.